Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by two Carbon High students in Xander Carrillo and Abby Bryant, and we're going to be talking about something pretty fun happening over at the Carbon High FCC LA, and I'm going to let them kind of explain more, but it's a pleasure to have both of you in the studio today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
No problem, Aiden. Thank you for having us.
So, a lot of people around the area are familiar with what the FCCLA is, but for people who might not, I think a good place for us to start today is, can you just kind of give a brief explanation of what you guys are trying to do over at the FCCLA?
So FCCLA at the Carbon Chapter is just a club that students can join where you can achieve life skills that you don't have before, as along get opportunities to help the community out like this. And when you're an older student like us, if you place higher at the competitions, opportunities to get scholarships as well.
You know, the scholarships, especially as you get towards that junior, senior year of high school, truly invaluable, trying to get to make those next steps in the world of education. You can't go wrong with trying to pursue it. But as a part of that, you guys are doing something pretty cool. You took a survey early in the year, is that correct?
Yes, we did a survey asking the community about different issues that we think we face. And it turned out that poverty was super high. So we created a project called Possibilities, where we're going to be offering a free dinner at Farlano's Cafe. And then the building right next door, we're going to be handing out clothing donations, hygiene products, and other non-perishable items.
So when you look at the survey, data gathering is one of my favorite things to do. I love putting together these surveys, seeing what the public wants. How many people responded roughly to the survey?
Around 200.
So you had a really good response to this survey. Lots of people were getting out and involved. Were you just asking what the kind of issues the community is facing, or what are the questions listed on the survey?
So we had what your age was, and we had a list of issues of what you thought there were, as well as like in other bar if there wasn't an issue you thought that we didn't have listed, and if you had any ideas on how to help. And
we also asked if you would be willing to help.
Okay, yeah, no, this, I like how you guys went about preparing the survey portion of this, and I think it's nice to see kind of the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes into planning an event like this, showing that, you know, it's not just you wake up one day, you think of the name Possibilities, and you're like, we're going to do this, and this is how we're going to do it. You guys are putting the research out in the community to get something ready. So let's talk about Possibilities for a second. It's going to be taking place on March 9th. What can people kind of expect from this event?
So on March 9th, starting at 3, that's when our shop is going to be open for you to get any resources that you need, as well as substance abuse recovery resources. And then at 5, the dinner is going to start at Farlano's. And then both of these will end at 7. And yeah.
So you guys are tackling a wide berth of issues that kind of are created under that wide umbrella of poverty, whether it be assistance from surviving domestic violence, whether it be food insecurity. You guys are really trying to tackle it all. But of course, being a small community and of course being high school students, you guys can't do this alone. So you guys are currently looking for donations, is that correct?
Definitely, yes. Any clothing items, non-perishable items, any unopened hygiene products would be absolutely amazing. And our donation drop-off is just at Carbon High until February 18th. So any donations of those kinds would be amazingly appreciated.
Yeah, no, it's not just given to a high school, but this is giving back to the community as a whole. So let's talk about this from a personal perspective for a second. As you've gone through this event, you know, planning the donations, planning the different events, what's been kind of the most enjoyable part for both of you?
For me, it's just knowing that there's a chance to make a difference in our local community while also doing this stuff for our FCCLA chapter. It's just awesome to be able to have a chance to just make a real difference at a young age.
I feel like for me, the most important thing that I've seen is being able to reach out to these different resources in our community and seeing how willing they are to help the community just like we are. And it's just amazing to see that we all want to support each other. We just got to start somewhere.
Now, that's something that's always impressed me about living here in Carbon County, in the Castle Country as a whole. It's just the giving spirit here. It feels like there's something about it that everyone is so willing to step up and help others. Now, of course, when you're planning an event like this, sometimes you're going to run into hurdles, logistical nightmares, some might call them. Have you guys had to overcome any of these hurdles in the process of planning Possibilities?
You know, not so far. Every business we've contacted has been incredibly supportive, so we've had no problems getting sponsorships, and our dates so far have worked with not conflicting community events, so that so far has been great.
Now, let's run through the nitty-gritty one more time. So you have donations open until February 18th. When can people expect Possibilities, and where can they expect it?
So Possibilities will begin on March 9th at 3 o'clock, and you can expect it at Fort Lanos Cafe on Main Street.
Now, I guess the final question I'm going to have for you guys is, what comes next? You know, you guys are already doing so much to give to the community. What comes next for you in the FCCLA?
So in the FCCLA, we'll have our state competition, and that will be after the event, and that will decide if we go to nationals, but that is not our main concern. We just really want to help the community with this project, whether what the judges think at the competitions or not.
You know, and I think if I was a judge right there, I'd send you to nationals. I'd send you to worlds if there was such a thing, because that is the perfect answer. You're in this for all of the right reasons. Now, Xander, Abby, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
We just like to say thank you for all the support for all our businesses that we reached out to. And if you are willing to donate, any donation will count, even if it's just one item. And we would love to encourage everyone to come to the event. It's welcome to everyone in the community.
Perfect. Well, Xander, Abby, it's a pleasure to catch up with you today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Again, our guests here in the studio, Xander Carrillo and Abby Brighton. We're talking about their upcoming Possibilities event as a part of Carbon High's FCCLA chapter. They have donations open for the event ongoing until February 18th, with the event being held on March 9th. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.